Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers. Win number 300 last week, Tom. In hockey, it's all about players getting you that number, isn't it?
Oh, for sure, Schulze. And, you know, obviously a couple things, longevity and players. And, no, it was nice to get the 300th win in a sweep. And that's what I told the guys. I go, at the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's about our program. It's about us obviously trending in the right direction. And obviously I'd rather have the 300th on a Saturday against Lake Superior State than a Friday against Ferris State.
Last weekend was a strange one. You outscored them 12-2, but according to your scoring chances, it was almost a dead heat. Big picture, what do scoring chances mean for you and how you guys grade out a game?
Well, again, scoring chances are, you know, they're opportunities in an area where it's more prevalent to score. And, you know, it's that area from the goal line, you know, to the dots, to the top of the circle, and inside. So that means you're playing inside and you're getting scoring chances inside. A lot of these outside shots, Schulze, it's difficult to score. You still have to obviously try to create second chance opportunities, but those second chance opportunities are then from that grade A scoring area.
Your sophomores had a big weekend last weekend. There's a saying in sports about a sophomore year slump. Is it a real thing in your mind or not?
Yeah, I think there's something to say about it, Schulze. We talk as a staff all the time. It's hard to put 4 good years of college hockey together, 4 years of probably college football as well, you know, in all sports. 4 years is a long time, and I think sometimes indirectly complacency can set in, and for some reason, it just things aren't going your way for a while, and if they're not going your way for a while, it can fester, and it can be a tough year. Now, is it your sophomore year? Is it your junior year? Is it your senior year, your freshman year? But the sophomore slump, there's some validity to that, because sometimes after a freshman year, you think you got things figured out, and sometimes, again, you don't have things figured out.
8 games in, who have been some of your most consistent players so far?
Oh, I'd say, you know what, Tommy Muck and Adam Brady. You know what you're getting every night out of those guys. They're wearing a letter, but there's a reason they're wearing that high letter. They're pretty consistent. Hey, you know, Ethan Somoza, I mean, there's a reason he's got a letter on as a junior too, because those guys are consistent in their everyday performance, how they do things off the ice, on the ice, practice habits, all those things. You know, our goaltending's been pretty consistent. There's been more guys, and it's always tough to sit there and name drop Schulze, because I'm missing guys, and there's people probably listening on the other end saying, well, this guy's doing it, or that guy's doing it, or my son's doing it. But so, you know, I think we've got we got a variety of people who are getting the job done. And so I don't want to sit there and, you know, just continually talk about specific people, because I don't think that's right.
More with Coach Ceritori when we return. Pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceritori. Tom, this used to be a rink that I think I'm not overstepping using the word dreaded to come to and play. But as you guys have played here more and more often, how much more comfortable are you and how the game is played here?
I agree with you, Schulze. I mean, it was you hit it on the head. And difficult place to play, frustrating to come into, dislike of the facility. Of the rink, you know, the shallow corners, the low ceiling, the high glass. But at the end of the day, now it's turned into, I love it. I think it's fun. I was talking to a couple of the players. It's not like we sit there and talk about those things, but I was talking to Tommy Muck at the morning skate. He goes, I love playing in this building. And I heard some of the other guys say they really enjoy it, because the game is actually very chaotic. I think we know now that we've played in this building enough times. We know how to prepare. It's not necessarily mean we're going to win. It's not necessarily mean we're going to have a great game. But we do know the nuances of this rink is all I'm getting at, Schulze. So we think we're sending a good message to our guys. Now, whether we execute it, who knows. But it's turned into a rink where you said, I think you used the word dreaded, right? We dreaded going into. Where now, it's fun, and we build it up that way. We build it up all week with our guys. They're like, this is going to be chaotic. It's going to be crazy. It's unique, blah, blah, blah. And, it's, you know, and I think the guys buy into it, and I think they're into it.
Is it toughest on the goalie in this building?
Could be, because there's the one thing as a goalie, there's going to be shots from everywhere. There's going to be shots from the goal line. There's funnels, you know what, from the hash marks. There, you can score from any spot in this rink. And if you're taking a nap, if you're a day late and a dollar short, there's going to be a center ice faceoff. So you better be alert and you better be dialed in.
What kind of a team is Ferris this year?
Ferris is a team that has very good team speed. They come at you, they come at you, they come at you. And they're going to throw a lot of pucks on that. And they got a good decor. This 23, Callen's one of the top four or five defensemen in our league. And he's an impactful defenseman. So they're just a typical Ferris team that plays with a lot of speed. They've got a lot of guys with a motor. And they make it very difficult on you.
They've had a bunch of players that, for one reason or another, missed a chunk of time early that are all back now. Is it like a different team here in the last couple of weeks for them?
Honestly, I don't know who's back. I don't know who's gone. So you might know more than I do there, Schultze. I still don't know their roster that well, to be honest with you. We played them twice last year, but they've had some graduations, and there were some young kids. So obviously we look at the scoring, and we look at tape, and we know what's going on. But I think that they've got, you know, some pretty consistent scoring throughout. And they've had their share of injuries like us. So again, who's back? I don't know.
Like you mentioned, they have graduated a ton of high end guys the last couple of years. How has that kind of played into their struggles early on?
Well, again, that probably does. I mean, there's no question. Sometimes when you're a little younger, sometimes that youth, you know, can find a way to lose versus sometimes finding a way to win. But they also have a veteran coaching staff. And enough veteran players to kind of try to keep things moving. And the one thing I do know, Schultze, they've played very good hockey, and you know, and they've lost some tight ones. They lost a couple tight ones against Northern here, and they lost a couple tight ones in Lake Superior. And three of those four could have easily went their way. And that's the fine line between, you know, the teams in college hockey. And you know, sometimes that's predicated on special teams, and sometimes it's predicated on goaltending. Hey, last Friday in Western, they outplayed Western, lose, you know, 2-1. So who knows? The bottom line is, though, Bob Peters always said it, there's nothing like a hard-fought win to try to get the spirits up. And, you know, I'm sure that's what they're talking about. And, you know, that's what we'd be talking about if we were in a little bit of a slump.
Big Rapids and Bemidji are two pretty similar towns. Isn't that what makes college hockey great?
Absolutely. And, it does make college hockey great, and you know, it's a big part of the culture and the fabric of these communities, and that's why our sport is so unique.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver.